2020 news is back. Yeah. Oh, man. Now, we'll tell you all about it, but I asked Kevin Gershon, who is the culprit behind this, and we'll meet Steve Langford, who is the voice behind this. But I asked Kevin to send me his resume. Now, I've known Kevin since he got out of high school and was a producer of the Robert W. Morgan Show on the radio. But when Kevin was graduating from college and really had a degree in TV and wanted to do TV, he just wasn't getting hired. And his mother, of course, said, "You'll go to law school," because his father was a renowned defense attorney. So that's what he was going to do, right? Not a chance. Kevin wound up living in his car around about the same time that I was pretty damn close. And so Kevin and I really bonded because we would look at the visitors and convention log and see what convention we can break into. And then I think it was Kevin who thought of it, but we would crash weddings. And as long as they were big enough where both sides wouldn't know everybody who was on the other side's guest list, it was gold. And to this day, as we welcome Kevin Gershon to WGN Radio, I wonder who's looking at those pictures, Kevin, who's looking saying, "Well, didn't you invite him?" So how are you, Kevin?
Hello, Raleigh. Yeah. Great to be with you here on WGN.
Yes.
We were the original wedding crashers.
Yeah, I remember there was one big one in Simi Valley. I have no idea who those people were. But yeah, they take pictures and we'd smile and who knows?
Yeah, but you know, one of my goals was, other than being able to eat, which was fantastic,
right,
was I tried to listen just enough so I could get some information from the bride's family and some of the groom's family. We went to school together, like, you know, and then you bang. Oh yeah, I remember that. And yeah. So you were never there at the original, but that was great.
Exactly. I think at one time you were planning to give a toast, and
I just didn't get around to doing that. I would have loved that.
Yeah. You know. Perfect. Well, of course, you proved yourself right and your mother wrong, because you've got over 50 different series television credits, and a lot of them for many years. So it was a career well lived, to say the least. But here you are, we're all in our golden years now. And of course, I think we all, anybody who spent any time in radio in the 60s or the 70s, remembers fondly CKLW's 2020 News, which was just a classic. And as you well know, originally the 2020 name had nothing to do with 2020 vision or news of any sort. It was a way to sweep the quarter hours rating-wise. And, you know, if you put the news on at 20 past and people had been listening for 10 minutes, they'd be credited with two quarter hours rather than one, and I won't belabor how that worked. But the bottom line is it was a ratings tool. But pretty early on in that, I think it was about 1967, the delivery started, and it has become just a classic. So tell me what first captured your attention. What story was it?
Well, you know, for me, even though I was very bi-coastal my whole life growing up, the first place I heard 2020 News was on 93 KHJ Boss Radio.
Right.
And J. Paul Huddleston. And what happened at KHJ, and then the other RKO stations in America, you know, they had the FCC to contend with, so it couldn't be what 2020 News in Windsor, serving the Detroit market, became. And they got so outrageous with what they were doing that they were able to do things because they were not having the FCC rule of having to work within the public interest. So they were really the people who I saw was having news that was not just informational, but entertaining.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they were entertaining and they were pushing the boundaries. So you wanted to listen. A lot of times in radio, as you know, the news that they did at the top of the hour was, okay, you heard it and you were bored. And if you were listening for the weather or the traffic or the sports, you listened for that and you tolerated the other. CKLW took the 2020 format from KHJ and put it on its heels, and they did everything. It was alliterative. It was loud. It was brash. It was tabloidy. It was great.
Exactly. And of course, as I say, when it started in the RKO chain, it was a ratings interest to have it at 20 after and 20 till. These were kind of dead times in the ratings, and you figured that people were going to tune out. And so here comes, which was fine because you'd get them back when the other stations were doing news at the top of the hour or what have you. But here's CK. Now, interestingly, at the time, RKO owned CKLW, which they had picked up in 63, and it was legal for them to do. But then, suddenly, after a while, the CRTC, the Canada version of the FCC, got involved, and all hell broke loose in so many ways, including the end of the ownership. But until then, it was just classic. And I probably shared with you recently the story that first got me was some guy had fallen down an elevator shaft in a downtown Detroit building. And guy came on and John Gray entered the Penobscot building, pressed the elevator for number 31. The elevator went up. John did not. John was 35. And it was literally like that on stories for 5 minutes. You wondered where they found him, but you're right. The coverage of it is just classic. Now, of course, here come the 70s, and everything starts to change, and this kind of goes away for a while. Bringing it back at this point in time is priceless, as far as I'm concerned, but also not without its detractors and people saying, "How could you?" So, how are you picking the stories?
You know what? My partner, who I'm doing this with, Steve Lankford, I guess we'll talk to later. He's great.
Yeah, he's going to join us in a couple minutes here.
Yeah. So when we worked together at Hard Copy, we were both fans of CK, and you know, we would talk about it and imitate the stories and stuff like that. And what happened was, we were talking, I want to say January 31st of this year. I was just like, "God, wouldn't this be good? It's so entertaining." And Steve says, "Well, what can we do to bring this back?" I said, "Well, we'll just do it." "What do you mean? We'll just do it?" I said, "Well, we'll just do it." We both, he had finished up his last job at Newsday, there on the East Coast, and I had wrapped up my time at CBS Paramount, now Skydance. I had been on Entertainment Tonight for 46 and a half years.
Amazing.
And it's like, now we have some time. We might as well have some fun doing it. And we ramped up really quickly. And we just started doing it by, we were writing stuff for a couple of days, but that was January 31st. By February 10th, we were already on all major social media platforms and, working it out live on the air, as live as the internet gets for that. And, We just love it. We our goal is to not just inform, but to entertain.
Well, and you do. And of course, the key to this ultimately is the writing. But before you even get to the writing, it's finding the stories to write about. So with that in mind, we'll bring
that was your question. Before you get to the, so we look at everything. The beauty now is, remember, we used to, at least for me here in Los Angeles, I used to have to stop at World Book of News, this giant newsstand on Cahuenga between Hollywood and Sunset, and I would pick up, the LA Times, the Daily News, the Herald Examiner, the Orange County Register, the Long Beach Independent Press Telegram here in Los Angeles. But I would also pick up the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, of course, the San Francisco Chronicle, the Washington Post. And we would search. But now, with the wonders of the internet, as one politician we used to call it, so many things are out there. We look at them, and of course, there's great stories in the Post. Florida is a plethora of information. If you check all the stuff, there's a lot of crazy stuff that happens there. And so, you check the major markets, and you check the little markets and the small towns, and we get lots of good stuff. We call it real news, real stories, real fun.
Oh, I love it. I love it. We'll meet Steve in a moment, but you mentioned Florida, and I got to share it with you. I might not have heard before, but one of my first jobs in radio was doing when they used to have to do ascertainments back in the day, when you used to have to call out to the public to find out the issues that were of concern to them so you could show that your public affairs was fulfilling them. And so usually it was the person who was the intern or whatever, so I couldn't have been more than 18 years old. And this is a long, long time ago, obviously. And so I'm calling, and I get this one guy who says, "Well, problem is the immorality, but I know why. I said, okay, sir, what's the problem? Florida shaped like a phallic symbol. That's the problem, and you can put that on the radio. So,
that's good.
Yeah, and to this day, I kind of laugh. Well, there's the problem. We understand Florida, but we welcome Steve Langford to WGN Radio. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Raleigh, thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Now, of course, your resume is, I don't know if 2020 News is killing your credibility, because your resume is news all the way, serious news everywhere. And whether it's radio, whether it's TV, whether it's satellite, whether it's Newsday, worldwide, you're doing it. So I wonder, how did you encounter 2020 News originally?
Well, I grew up near Detroit, listening to the Big Eight.
Yes.
And so the seed was planted early on, and I never shook it. That I learned most of what I do in broadcasting, I learned listening to CKLW.
Oh, that's great. That is great. So, classic stories, do you remember one that stands out?
Well, there are many now that especially we've been reminded because of tapes on the internet, but I mean, you know, these guys you'd turn on the radio in the morning and the guys on CKLW 2020 News would be talking about the number of murders overnight in Detroit. And the announcer would say, the Motor City's murder meter clicked 7 times last night.
Yes, yes. Yes, exactly. I can say it now because it's not anymore, but that used to be one of my passwords. The Motor City murder meter clicked twice last night. So, indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, just classic. I love that. Love that as well. So here you are. You're now there's tons of stories out there, I'm sure, but most may be fit to print, but not fit to be on 2020 News. So where are you finding your best source of nonsense, so to speak?
Well, I mean, Kevin and I each day go through, you know, everything from the San Francisco Chronicle, the LA Times, all the West Coast big papers, Chicago, Philadelphia, Miami, East Coast. There's this one station, I think it is in Orlando, that always has good Florida stories, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
We just find them, and you know, we look at them, and then we, you know, we have to do a little work to bring them alive in the way that only 2020 News knew how to. We don't do exactly what 2020 News did in Detroit, but we've taken an offshoot of it. We've made it a little more colorful, entertaining, a little obviously less gruesome than the guys at the Big Eight.
Yeah, I would think so. But at the same time, boy, I loved when Timmy rode his tricycle into the street but didn't see the steamroller. But all wonderful, wonderful stories. So now, but I understand, and Kevin, I think you told me this, and of course I'm as far from video as you can get, but there's a video component to this as well?
Correct. We, in addition to just the audio, you know, we're kind of a duality medium now. So when we were putting it, you know, the initial thought was, oh, we're just going to do it, and we're just going to do audio, and we'll put it up there. And the very first time I did it, you know, offline, I'm looking at it and go like, you know what? This is, the audiences now want to see something. So whether it's on your Instagram, your TikToks, your X's, wherever they happen to be, YouTube, people are so used to getting now, in the short attention span theater, some visuals along with it. We thought we would do that. And every day it's grown. It started out as just a 2020 News graphic with the audio. And then we started having some transitions. Mm-hmm. And then we started adding graphics that were very early 2020 News revivals were very comic book-esque. So the B-roll, as they call it, was all very animated. And then eventually, as a lot of our images are use all the different orbs of AI, we decided to use that as part of the entertainment medium. So we can now tell a story visually, what's in our head. So we're not just using, let's just say, a stock photo that may have come from AP or something like that. We now create them. So it's whatever's in our mind, so to entertain it. And we kind of look at 2020 News as a little Saturday Night Live weekend update, a little Daily Show with Jon Stewart, a little Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, a little bit The Onion for all the visuals and stuff like that. We try to use all of our creative inspirations out there and try to then tailor it to our own sick Three Stooges mind.
Well, it's clearly a labor of love. But before I do anything else, I want to play tonight's edition, because it's entirely possible, hard to believe but true, that there is somebody listening who never heard CKLW and 2020 News. So, in moments, you will.
An offer they may refuse. Plus, knock knock, who cares? And Fruit of the Zoom. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Staten Island Steel Estate. No need to ask if they paint houses like this one. The magnificent mansion built by gunned-down Gambino crime family boss Paul Castellano, on sale at $18 million. But shucks, no luck. The listing's been pulled, even though the ritzy regal replica of the White House has 8 bedrooms and 16 bathrooms. No offers, the agent laments, urging buyers to look beyond the gonzo Italiano bio behind Big Pauly's Bang Bang Bye Bye. Old Yeller, New Yowler. Only weirdos in and around the building near Cleveland. A woman called the cops to complain some joker provoker has stepped up his alleged asininities of banging on the door over and over and yelling at her dear old dog. Now she's sounding the siren that said to be screwballs solicited some schmo to show up and smirk at her too. Threat off my lawn. Her plea with police to dislodge Dr. Demento and his designated doofus, but cops say it's not their job to shove thy neighbor. Captain Underpants. Nearly naked gun in a Detroit court appearance when one of Motown's men in blue popped up on a virtual court hearing without his trousers on. Cop out clearly thought his camera cropped out his underwear undercarriage, but the presiding justice of the pleats pointed out the painfully pantless pelican brief. No fashion crime expected for this risky business, but the caught with his pants down cop may remember a mother's moralizing about always making sure you have clean underwear on. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
It's great. It's just great. And yeah, when I was talking to Kevin, I said, I'll run that. It's 90 seconds of fun. So in addition to that, where else can you hear it, Kevin?
You can hear it on all of the major social media platforms, and you can see it as well. So, A, I encourage everybody to listen to it on the Raleigh James Show on WGN, of course. But if afterward, when you're off the air and you're looking to maybe look at some archival episodes, or you want to see it as well, you can go to 2020newsnetwork.com, 2020newsnetwork, all one word, .com. Click anywhere on the page. It'll take you to this thing called a link tree, which will make you have one click to be able to find it on any social media platform that is yours of preference. Some people like YouTube, some people like Instagram, wherever it is you like it. And of course, then if you follow or and do that, it'll automatically come to your feed every day. So that's probably the best way to do it. But as I said, listen to it. Shop the Raleigh James Show on WGN first.
No, absolutely. I'll put a link on Raleigh.net to this as well, because you got to see the video too. And at this point, for both of you, it's a labor of love. But hang on a minute. Don't go away, because we're going to hear some news. Now, it won't be 2020 news, but it'll be about a little bit of news, and we'll get right back to it right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. We'll forego the bumper. We've got plenty to play, but I don't want to keep Steve and Kevin for the rest of their natural lives tonight. And during the news, I took a look at the news, the 2020 news online. The video was just great. And it occurred to me that, guys, this is a lot of work. So other than being a labor of love in retirement, what are the plans for marketing this? Because I assume that's the end goal.
First of all, it is absolutely a labor of love. We just think it's a gas. And the fact, one of the things you said before the break was, wow, this is a lot of fun. Yeah, we like to inform, but if you're having fun and you're entertained, that's the big win for us. The goal eventually is, you know, we'd like to affiliate in the radio world and be on stations like we are with you on WGN. But eventually we'd like to turn this into a half-hour television show. You know, Steve worked on A Current Affair and Hard Copy and Entertainment Tonight's sister show, The Insider. I've worked on all of those, not A Current Affair, but all the ones that were affiliated with Paramount and CBS. And so we're at least adequately skilled in that. And things are tough right now in the syndicated television world. Things are very expensive, a big staff to get all these going. So we think this could be on television and are hoping to go out and pitch that. And I want to give credit where credit is due, because James K. Davis, otherwise known as Jim Davis, and then Jim Edwards from CKLW has been great. He's been consulting with us and helping us push this along. And we'd love to have him involved in it and stuff like that. So if we can turn this into a television show, I think we can entertain a lot more people, both on regular terrestrial television as well as cable or streaming or syndicated, however it best fits.
I think it'd be great. I sort of think about it as a credible Weekly World News, because, you know, when the Weekly World News at its height, their motto was never let facts get in the way of a good story. And of course, it was entirely fiction. But what we're talking about here is these stories are real. And the cop with his pants down is just priceless. So I think you probably could come up with a half hour worth of material. But not only that, in a half hour, you could spend more time in how you treated it, because now you're trying to get all this into 90 seconds, which, you know, Steve does a marvelous job with a rapid fire delivery, but I can just see so many more lines and so much more happening given more time. So that'd be terrific.
Right. And let me get in, you know, we're both white and we talk many, many times all day long. The voice you're actually hearing, Grant Marshall, is like the illegitimate love child of Grant Hudson and Lee Marshall.
Of course.
And one of the things we did is we tried to capture that sound. Now, you know, as I said, I'm mostly an LA guy, so, you know, I thought of J. Paul Huddleston, which, but I thought his name was J. Paula Huddleston. You know, this is J. Paul Huddleston, KHJ 2020 News.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So, yeah, we're having a lot of fun with that. We really, really, Byron McGregor, who is instrumental in making this happen, we just bow to him and his greatness. Now, Steve tells a great story. I'll let Steve tell it. Is their stories were, as I said, more outrageous than what we did. But, like, the cops would call the station.
Yeah. This is priceless. The guys at CKLW 2020 News were so outrageous. There were times when Detroit PD would call the news department and say, "What the heck? What is wrong with you guys?" And the guys at the news department would say, "Oh, no. Wait till the next one. It's even better."
That's great.
But, and one of the things that happened is people on the Detroit Police Department, before they would call the news into their station house,
they would call
2020 News, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that was radio stations back in the day always did that, you know, $5 for the news tip or whatever. CK did not have to offer money, and yes, people on the inside were absolutely calling. It was just priceless, and it's been gone for so long now that many of the people who are going to be hearing this don't remember it the first time. So it's great that it's back. How's the reaction been?
The reaction has been great. We've had, you never get 100%, but we're like in the, 98 percentile of people, just absolutely loving it, because people want to be entertained. They want to get some good info,
sure,
and they want to be entertained. And we're honored. We love your show, and just to be on your show is great anywhere, but to also be on your show and WGN, thank you so much for helping to make 2020 News part of yours and the WGN family. We couldn't be more proud.
Yeah, I think it's just classic stuff. And as I say, at this point, a labor of love. And my hat's off to you for taking the time to do it. Most people would talk about it. You guys both did it. So, Steve and Kevin, I hope you will both stay in touch.
Well, Raleigh,
we will definitely do that. And you know where to find it.
All right, good deal. Can't wait for tomorrow.